I told you he's a very simpatico, eh? Molto simpatico. Grazie, grazie Michele, dalla piccola. And now, I like before continuing to, you know, to introduce you to Alberto Milani, the president of the Italy-America Chamber of Commerce. Grazie Alberto. And then my very good friend Maurizio Rossini, the CEO of Trentino Marketing. Chiara Saule, the deputy consul here in New York. Chiara, thank you for coming. Raffaele Farella is the responsible for the institutional affair of the Provincia Autonoma di Trento. Grazie. And now, we have been talking about agriculture, about tourism, about hospitality, and about special wine. Trento Talk, DOC. So, bubbles. Sparkling wine means that you have a very special sparkling experience in Trentino without the people of Trentino. So why don't we have, for example, a taste of Trento Doc in Trentino? This is an incredible history. The bubbles are completely different. Yes, I have to say that. I don't want to use a French name, but this is the, I don't want, but this is the equivalent, if not better, and it is the Italian experience, okay? It's the Formula One of sparkling wine. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Enrico Zanoni, the he's a lucky man. He's the president of the Trento Doc Consortium. So, welcome.
We can see there are bubbles and bubbles. They are not all the same. So, see, we have Trentino bubbles. I'm very pleased and honored to be here together with the Trentino Tourist Board because to promote Trentino, an amazing region, you have seen a lot of very nice scene, and I can assure, I'm not from Trentino originally, but it's my, now are 10 years that in Trentino, I can say that it's really incredible. As the assessor explained, it's a very incredible combination of some heritage from the, let me say, the history, of, and but with the touch of the Italian, let me say, soul. Trento Doc is a sparkling wine, we already seen. And I think it's really a perfect representation of the territory. I would say, Trento Doc, we can describe with three key ingredients. One is territory. It's banner what I'm saying. Our payoff is sparkling wine from mountains, because mountains really make the difference. Mountains gives to the Chardonnay, to the Pinot Noir. They are the base grape for our production. The characteristic that gives the opportunity at the end are real in very good quality thanks to the how to say the excursion of temperature between the night and day, that thanks to the mountain you can have. So really territory make the difference. A second key ingredient that has been already touched, history and tradition. The production of Trentadox started at the beginning of last century. The first labels you can see Austria on the production, so related to the previous period, because one pioneer, the name was Giulio Ferrari, understood that there was in Trentino the perfect environment for growing, as I said before, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, for making a very excellent sparkling wine. So again, history and tradition made the difference together with the territory. The third key ingredient is the care and the dedication. I would say Trentino has thousands of wine growers. We have very limited properties. The average is less than 3 acres, so a very, very small ownership of a land that make the wine growers with an incredible passion, with incredible dedication, with an incredible care. Has been several times underlined how is a unique fact that in Trentino the assessore is in charge of agriculture and tourism, the main event. I think it was the perfect and the right decision because there is a clear combination of both the element and the wine grower. They live in the territory, they have a strong sensitiveness to the environment. And we mentioned that Trentino has been one of the regions that before another implemented very strict rules in order to have respect of the environment, and we have a very strict regulation that allows to use just limited products to make the protection of the production, and a lot of our producers, they went to organic in the last years. So that's the combination of three elements, they represent totally the territory. So the product is a mirror of the territory. And as the assessor said at the beginning, I think that all of you are invited to visit us, to have also the experience of the product, not just tonight. We are going to the aperitivo time, as we say in Italy. So the aperitivo is coming, but also to have the experience of the product in the region that is the area where the product came. So I think that now it's very trendy and popular to talk about the marketing of the experience. So I think that to make the experience of the product where the product born, let me say, is something unique. So to combine the opportunity to visit Trentino and to have to visit a representation of the producer, we have now 50 producers in the Trentino-Doc Association. Difficult to keep them, we have a fixing every week because new producers came on the market. They were 48 10 days ago, so in very few days the newcomer on the market. So I think that I'm very proud and honored that our product is, let me say, somehow a symbol of the territory, but I think that has been a good choice because, as I said, the ingredients of our product, they are exactly the ingredients of a unique territory that you have the chance to see in the scene before. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you for dedicating your time to our presentation and to enjoy with our product during the dinner. I'm sure that you will be pleased to taste it. And any comments is welcome. And so we are quite proud of our quality that we reach. There is a very, let me say, positive competition among the producers to increase continuously the quality. But any comment that will help us to continue to improve is welcome. So thank you very much. Enjoy the dinner.
Thank you very much, Presidente Zanoni. I start dreaming about these bubbles because usually I do not drink when I work. So now I would like to say welcome to Romano Baruzzi, Italian Trade Agency's Deputy Director, Sabrina Schenk from Trentadoc, and Cosmo, Francesco, Antonello and Sal from the Italian Tourist Office. All together we've been able to put this, you know, experience. So thank you very much for for being here. And now, as following the words of the Assessore della Piccola, Trentino is an amazing experience, not just for bubble, but for exercise, for running, for trekking, for mountain biking, for walking, for having just an incredible air to breathe. And, of course, we have also some American people falling in love with Trentino. For example, look at that. We've been talking about snow, slopes. Look at that. This is somebody that perhaps you know. On the left, you know him? He's the most well-known, experienced, winning titles all over the world. Buddy Miller is the American champion. So Buddy Miller has been many times in Trentino. He's a testimonial. He's not with us tonight because he's very busy, but he's crying for not being with us tonight. Because listen to Buddy Miller.
Travel with a childlike sense of wonder. Watch the world around you come alive. Leave out modern distractions for the open road.
There's nothing, this range of mountains here is one of my favorite in the world. It has everything. When we got to the top yesterday for our dinner, the view up there is something you can't describe to anybody else. It was one of the best I've ever seen in my entire life, with the clouds and the snow up there and the sun coming out of a brand new fresh snow, and that's unbelievable.
Now it's your time to explore and carry it forever. Come to Trentino, your Italian alpine experience.
So this is the open invitation by Buddy Miller, right? But we have, thank you Buddy. We have a very special person tonight. He's an American, he's a New Yorker, he's a very successful entrepreneur, he's an investor in reality here in the business, especially in the fashion shops. He's in love with Trentino. Did you see the skis that was used by Buddy Miller? They are used by the American national team, by the Canadian national team. They have a special showroom. It's a museum. We call the gallery. It's like an art gallery in Madison Avenue, not too far from 57. And it is like a spectacular exhibit of skis made in Italy. Look at that. And they are made craft-handed, each ski, right? And this man is not just investing in reality here in New York, but he's the CEO of Bomber Skis. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Robert Siegel.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight. I must say the word love fits perfectly, because the first time I went to Trentino, I was in love with it. I've really been blessed in that, living in New York City, I get to experience people from all over the world, the best of the best. I've traveled all over the world. And the first time I ever went to Trentino, first we spent just a few days before Christmas in Venice. And of course, Venice is gorgeous. And it was the first time I brought my children there, although I'd been there a number of times. And from there, we drove to Trentino. And when we arrived, I truly felt, when I reached the peak of Paganella, that we'd arrived in heaven. It doesn't get better than that. Having seen everywhere, the views where we could see back down pretty much to Venice on one side, and on the other side to Switzerland, was incredible. The skiing was fantastic. The food, the wine, both the sparkling wines, the Amarones, then the people. You know, what do you fall in love with more? The people, the nature, the activities that you can do there. It really is a special place in the world. And why do we have our skis made in Italy? I've been lucky to work with some of the best fashion brands in the world, from many of them Italian, Ferragamo, Gucci, Bottega Veneta, and that's over the last 35 years I've learned that the craftsmanship in Italy, the pride the workers take in what they do, you feel it in the products. And it is one of the reasons when I bought Bomber, we would not think of having our factory elsewhere. Every single pair of our skis is handcrafted. And as Bodie Miller said, you feel the passion of the workers and every pair of skis when you're on them. Bodie Miller, his days go back, he started very young training in Paganella, in Trentino, and it is a second home to him, as he often refers to it. Whether it's the mountains, the air, nature, the wine, the sparkling, the red, and the food, it's all wonderful. And so I feel so lucky for all of you who get to live there and breathe and live it every day. I feel lucky getting to visit it. We have, for the past few years, held what we call Bomber Experiences in Paganella. And it goes from some of the finest food at a dinner with Bodie Miller, where the next day he personally sets a race course in Paganella. This year, Bentley, the car company, even joined us. People got to test drive them, set a race course that morning, and everybody gets to try the race course where Bodie sets the time, and then followed by a lunch with more of the incredible food there. Really getting to experience and to live the life that Bodie loves there so much. So when I think of Trentino, I really think of a slice of heaven. It's an incredible, beautiful, unique place. And I thank you for being included here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a lovely word. So you see, the dream is still, keep dreaming, because this is part of the dream. Thank you very much. Beautiful.